WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Over the weekend in high school sports, a lot of softball action Saturday. Atlantic hosting the Trojan softball tournament Saturday. In first round play, Abraham Lincoln defeated AHST 7-2. Glenwood topping Tri-Center 15-4. Atlantic defeated Audubon 7-3. Carroll over Red Oak 10-9. In second round play, it was Creston over Abe Lincoln 4-0. Tri-Center 8-1 over Walnut. Atlantic defeating Trainer 6-4. Underwood over Red Oak 8-0. In third round play, Creston beat AHST 11-3, Glenwood over Walnut 16-1, Trainer topping Audubon 10-3, Carroll beat Underwood 16-4. In the championship games, it was Carroll over Atlantic 7-0 and Glenwood 7-0 over Creston. In the consolation games, Tri-Center beat Abraham Lincoln 5-0, Underwood over Trainer 11-3, Walnut beat AHST 11-6, and Red Oak over Audubon 5-1. Also Saturday, Missouri Valley hosting an invitational softball tournament. In first round play, it was Missouri Valley over West Harrison 12-3. West Monona beat Thomas Jefferson 4-3. Lewis Central downing Woodbine 11-1. Logan Magnolia 11-4 over St. Albert. In the consolation semifinals, West Harrison topping Thomas Jefferson 3-1. Woodbine beat St. Albert 10-6. In the championship semifinals, it was Missouri Valley over West Monona 13-3 and Lewis Central over Logan Magnolia 8-4. Then in the final round, in the seventh place game, Thomas Jefferson beat St. Albert 10-3. In the fifth place game, West Harrison topping Woodbine 7-4. In the third place match, Logan Magnolia 16-6 winners over West Monona. And in the championship game, it was Missouri Valley over Lewis Central by a final of 10-3. Also Saturday in girls softball, Albia beat Clarinda 11-6. Denison over Storm Lake 14-2. Emmitsburg topping Denison 6-2. And Van Meter beat IKM Manning by a 13-2 final. In boys baseball action on Saturday, a couple of area tournaments. In the Clarinda tournament, it was Glenwood over Clarinda 10-3. Abraham Lincoln beating ADM 2-1. In the consolation, ADM 18-3 over Clarinda. And in the championship game, it was Glenwood over Abraham Lincoln by a final of 6-3. In the Nottoway Valley tournament Saturday, Nottoway Valley beat Orient Maxburg 7-6, and Perry beat Mount Air 11-3 in first round play. In the consolation match, Mount Air beat Orient Maxburg 2-1. And in the championship game, it was Perry 11-1 over Nottoway Valley. Also Saturday in boys baseball, Atlantic defeated Winterset by a 4-2 final as Gunnar Bloom belted a home run and Chris McVay tossed the complete game on the mound for the victory Saturday for the Trojans. Also, Corning beat Red Oak 13-7, Pleasantville over Coon Rapids Bayard 13-2, Trainer beat Corning 13-0, Kemper Catholic over St. Edmund 7-5, Kemper Catholic also beat Remsen St. Mary's 12-6, and St. Albert blanked Denison 7-0 in boys baseball on Saturday. Also Saturday, the state's boys soccer championships were held. In the finals on Saturday in Class 1A, the championship game saw Waterloo Columbus Catholic beat Nevada 2-0 for the state title. Iowa City Regina beat West Liberty 2-1 in penalty kicks in the consolation match. In Class 2A, Dubuque Wallert wins the title with a 1-0 win over Norwalk. Spirit Lake Park Okoboji in the consolation match wins 3-1 over ADM. Also in Class 3A, the state title goes to Iowa City West. They beat Johnston 1-0 in the final. In the consolation match, it was West Des Moines Valley over Ames 3-0. The girls' team tennis championships were held on Saturday as well in Class 1A. In semifinal round play, it was Waterloo Columbus Catholic 9-0 over Red Oak. Comanche beat Dubuque Wallert 9-0. In the 1A championship, Comanche wins the title with a 5-4 win over Waterloo Columbus. The third place match went to Dubuque Wallert 5-3 over Red Oak. In Class 2A in the semis, Ames beat Clinton 8-1, Cedar Rapids Washington 5-4 over Urbandale. In the 2A championship, it was Ames winning again, 5-2 over Cedar Rapids, Washington. That's the fourth straight Class 2A team crown for Ames. Third place match went to Urbandale, who beat Clinton by a score of 5-3. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, Jonathan Nies struck out a career-high 10 over six scoreless innings, and the New York Mets shut down the slumping St. Louis Cardinals for the third straight game, getting a homer and three RBIs from rookie Kirk Nieuwenhuis in a 6-1 victory on Sunday night. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Braves over Washington 3-2. Miami beat Philadelphia 5-1. Houston downing Cincinnati 5-3. Pittsburgh 6-5 over Milwaukee. Colorado beat L.A. 3-2. San Francisco over Chicago 2-0. Arizona 6-0 over San Diego. In the American League, Alex Gordon and Brian Peña combine on a play at the plate to preserve a shutout for Vin Mazzaro and three Royals relievers in a 2-0 win over Oakland on Sunday. In other American League action, it was the Yankees over Detroit 5-1. Toronto beat Boston 5-1. Tampa Bay 8-4 over Baltimore. Chicago beat Seattle 4-2. Minnesota 6-3 over Cleveland. Texas beat L.A. 7-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball Sunday, Memphis was a 7-5 winner over Omaha. Oklahoma City knocked off Iowa by a score of 6-5. Today, Memphis is at Omaha, Iowa at Oklahoma City. Those games both coming up tonight. Well, the Boston Celtics have evened up the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals at two games apiece. The Celtics outscored Miami 4-2 in overtime and outlasted the Heat 93-91 to win Game 4 in a game of attrition in which two superstars fouled out. Rajon Rondo had 15 points and 15 assists and scored the final 3 points in the overtime. Boston got a huge break when LeBron James fouled out for the first time since joining the Heat after scoring a game-high 29 points. The Celtics recovered after blowing an 18-point lead in regulation to move two games away from a third trip to the NBA Finals in 5 years. Kevin Garnett added 17 points and 14 rebounds for the Celtics, while Paul Pierce scored 23 points before he fouled out late in regulation. Dwayne Wade scored 20 for the Heat, but his potential game-winning three-point try rimmed out at the buzzer. Game 5 will be Tuesday night in Miami in a series in which the home team has won every game. In golf Sunday, Tiger Woods roared back from four shots behind with 18 holes to play to win the Memorial Tournament. The former number one, whose struggles have been well documented, birdied three of his final 4 holes for a 5-under par 67 and a two-shot victory over Andres Romero and Rory Sabatini. Romero matched Woods 65, while Sabatini carded a 72 after starting the day 1 stroke behind Spencer Levin. The third-round leader ballooned to a 75 and finished 4 shots back in a tie for fourth place with Daniel Summerhays, who signed for a 69. Woods matches tournament host Jack Nicklaus with his 73rd title on the PGA Tour. It's his 5th at the Memorial. Woods and Nicklaus are tied for 2nd place in career wins on the tour, trailing Sam Snead's 82 victories. After beginning the final round of the ShopRite LPGA Classic with a 6-stroke lead, Stacey Lewis didn't need to do much to collect her 2nd title of the year and the 3rd of her career. Lewis matched par 71 and finished 4 shots better than Catherine Hull, who sank a 10-foot birdie putt at the final green to finish alone in 2nd place at 8-under, closing with a 68. Jay Haas has collected his 3rd Champions Tour victory in Iowa as he finished 16-under par after signing for a 5-under 66 in West Des Moines on Saturday. Kirk Triplett shot up the final round leaderboard by firing a 9-under par 62 in his final round. In racing, Jimmy Johnson dominated again and won for the 7th time at Dover International Speedway as Johnson matches Richard Petty and Bobby Allison for the most career victories on the 1 mile concrete track. Johnson also stretches the Hendrick Motorsports winning streak to 3. Johnson won at Darlington Raceway and Casey Kane won the Coca-Cola 600. Johnson also won the non-points All-Star race during that span. Kevin Harvick was the runner-up on the Monster Mile over the weekend. The Los Angeles Kings will try to continue their amazing run through the Stanley Cup playoffs when the scene shifts to the West Coast for the next 2 games. The Kings are 2 up on New Jersey heading into Game 3 tonight and Game 4 on Wednesday. The Kings are trying to erase 45 years of frustration in Los Angeles with their first Stanley Cup. The 8th-seeded Kings have won a pair of overtime games in New Jersey to take a 2-0 lead. It's the first time since 1951 that the first 2 games of the Stanley Cup Finals have been decided in overtime. Hockey has always had a steadfast fan base in L.A. among the movie stars and palm trees, but those fans are conditioned to accept small victories as fuel for their faith. These Kings have abruptly erased this club's tedious reputation with a 14-2 playoff run that has few equals in NHL history. And Shawn Johnson is calling it a career, ending her attempts at making a second Olympic team because of a lingering knee injury. The Olympic gold medalist and 2007 world champion announced her retirement on Sunday, 4 days before the start of the U.S. Gymnastics Championships. Johnson says her left knee, injured in a January 2010 ski accident, continued to slow her down, and she worried about the long-term damage if she kept competing. The 20-year-old from West Des Moines was one of the biggest stars at the Beijing Olympics. Along with her gold on the balance beam, she won silvers in the all-around, the team competition, and the floor exercise. At the 2007 World Championships, Johnson won the all-around, led the Americans to their third team title, and also took gold on the floor. That's Checkin' Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.